Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Names that people give others are sometimes quite interesting. Sometimes they're amusing, and other times they're just descriptive. Some nicknames are descriptive, such as Shorty, Stretch, Tiny, Red. Some nicknames just come from the original name. William becomes Bill. Then there are the pet names that one might have for another, such as Honey, Sugar, Sweetie. But where did they come up with Barnabas for Joseph? Joseph or Joseph was a rather common name. Maybe in Jerusalem there were just too many, and the apostles, for some unrecorded reason, came up with a new name for our saint today. We first hear of Joseph, otherwise known as Barnabas, in the early chapters of Acts. Acts 4, Luke records this about the early church. Now the full number of those who believed were of one heart and soul, and no one said that any of the things that belonged to him was his own, but they had everything in common, and with great power the apostles were giving their testimony to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon him, and there was not a needy person among them, for as many as were owners of land or houses sold them and brought the proceeds of what was sold and laid it at the apostles' feet. And it was distributed to each as they had need. Thus Joseph, who is also called by the apostles Barnabas, which means son of encouragement, a Levite, a native of Cyprus, sold a field that belonged to him and brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet. Barnabas just did what other people were doing. He gave of his bounty to support the work of the apostles. But you see, he was already being called Barnabas. So his giving of the cash was not the reason that he was called the son of encouragement. Son of a Levite from Cyprus, he was an early convert to the faith. Some commentators suggest that he was one of the 70 who was sent out by Jesus. But unfortunately, we don't have a roster of that group. Whatever the cause may be, somewhere along the line, the apostles tagged him with that new name, son of encouragement. And he lived up to it. That name seems to fit him well, for he is recorded as encouraging his brothers to accept the newly converted Saul into the brotherhood, even though there were some who had some serious doubts about Saul's reputation. And in today's lesson, we hear how effectively he proclaimed the word of Christ and was used by the Holy Spirit in Antioch. In verse 23, we hear that he was glad and he exhorted them all to remain faithful to the Lord with steadfast purpose. Indeed, there was so much going on there in that town, in that church, that he went and found his tent-making friend and finally put him to work making disciples of Jesus. And there together, Barnabas and Saul worked bringing Christ to the thousands in Antioch. Our lesson described him also as a good man. He must have been an amiable fellow. He had kind purpose and manner. He would be described today by his district president as a people person. But his goodness would later get him into trouble with St. Paul. For in Paul's mind, Barnabas was just too forgiving of his cousin's failure. Good he was, and it is also recorded that he was full of the Spirit and of faith. Full of faith, More than a natural trustfulness, he had a firm hold on the truth of the gospel. He wasn't troubled with weakening and depressing doubts. He was strong in the faith. He held fast and firmly to the Messiahship and the resurrection of Jesus Christ and all that these involved. Truly, as a believer in Christ and his gospel, he was able to be an effective messenger of the gospel. Forgiven, he could proclaim the crucified and risen Christ. That was a message that gave courage and strength to face the world. He knew the truth, and he took it to heart. And he was willing to suffer for it, for he, too, was acquainted with Stephen. And didn't run from Jerusalem when the others departed with the beginning of the persecution following Stephen's death, his execution, his stoning. The encourager remained. And he was of the faith, so that indeed he was the right man to be sent to Antioch to teach the faith, to be an encourager, to confirm and ratify what was being taught. There's always been a need for men of faith who will keep their heads, even when others are having theirs removed from them. Today is a time of persecution, when the church is being oppressed worldwide. And friends, it's going to get worse here. This is a time to hold on to the undeniable truths that Barnabas proclaimed. Remain faithful in the Lord with steadfast purpose. Luke also records that he was full of the Spirit. The Holy Spirit came to him, working faith in his heart, just as he does with you. The Holy Spirit was there giving him the message to proclaim, empowering him and sustaining him the same way he does today, working through the same tools of word and spirit. Barnabas was the encourager whom God equipped and used to build his church then. He used Barnabas and Paul to help rescue the saints in Jerusalem, bringing the offering when they were hungry. He used him to deal with some of the sensitive issues in the early church. But he was an imperfect man, but still used in mighty ways. Committed to bringing the gospel to the Gentiles, beginning in his native Cyprus, he and Paul spread the good news of Jesus to places near and far, establishing churches, beacons of the light of Christ in a pagan world. Today, as ever, we need sons of encouragement in the face of discouragement in this sin-filled world. This can only be as we find strength in the same place as Joseph, otherwise known as Barnabas, in the cross and the empty tomb of our Lord Jesus Christ. Encouragement is there. Christ has overcome death and the grave for us, and he has given us his body and his blood for our forgiveness. We are forgiven, we are restored, and in him we can have life and have it to the full. In the name of Jesus, amen.